Joining us is psychic Alison Maiden. Good morning.
Good morning, lovelies. Are we good?
We're well. We can't wait to see you in the state. AlisonMaiden.com for full details. Alison is going to be here a few times. Bunbury, the 19th of July. Busselton, the 20th. 24th for Kalgoorlie and 28th in Perth. And I read that without wearing my glasses, so kudos to me.
Wow. You've memorized it now.
It's who said that?
But Alison, I want to talk about something that you've actually experienced in your family, and that is inherited psychic abilities.
Definitely. Well, I have all of the females on my mother's side were all psychics. In fact, my grandmother was a professional psychic in England, and my mother was a psychic medium, and my children are indeed all psychic.
Would you say it was written in the stars that you were going to be one?
Well, I don't know about that. I think definitely it was a calling right from a very young age for me. But DNA plays a big part in all things inherited, including psychic ability.
But you always say, like, kids in particular have a lot more of a psychic connection to that universe kind of thing, and it's up to them whether they choose to kind of ignore it or embrace it. So with that in mind, is it because your family has always decided to embrace it?
Yeah, I think actually it works the same way. I'll relate to sport here, you know. Like we can all run, but some of us are just natural runners and can do it a lot more easily than others.
Yeah, like
so
Carly.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh, Carly. But
no, it's fine.
Well, you know my saying, why walk when you can run everywhere?
Weird saying.
Yeah, but no, definitely there is a DNA component to this, what we call a gift or an ability. Yeah, but most people have psychic abilities anyway. It's just some of us are stronger.
Now, at what age did you realize that your son had inherited your psychic abilities?
Very young, very young. He was at three. He was pretty much, I'll give you a story. My mother passed many, many years before he was born, 20 years before he was born. And my brother had a picture of her up in his house, and we walked into the house and I was holding him and he pointed and said, Nana. We'd never told him that she was Nana. He'd never seen the photograph before. So he was communicating with his grandmother when he was a baby.
Oh, that's creepy.
That could happen to you, Alan.
Yeah. Well, no, I have no photos of my Nana, thank goodness. Not going to happen here.
Well, that's so interesting, Alison. We're going to take some questions next on 131060.
Yeah.
Maybe you have a question about a psychic child of yours.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I love those. Excellent.
Excellent. Well, 131060 is the number. Let's take your calls right now for psychic Alison Maiden. Anne in Donnybrook, your question for psychic Alison Maiden.
Yeah, hi, Alison.
Hey.
My question today is about my daughter. Look, we've just recently relocated to Donnybrook and she's struggling to find the right job for her. And I'm wondering if you could give me a bit of insight on that, please.
Okay, sweetie. She's a very caring girl. And
yes,
I feel that she should do something in the way of caring, like nursing or caring or aged care. I just get this feeling she needs to move into an industry that would help her to connect with people. I really think she would excel at this. She thinks that she's not good enough. That's the biggest problem.
Yes, she does, and that's what we're having the issue about at the moment, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Once she gets into a little bit of study and creep her into it so it's not so bad, I reckon get her to do a course in, like, aged care or something like that, which is not as heavy as nursing. But once she starts, she'll want to go all the way through, I'm pretty sure, when she knows that she's quite capable. And she's going to get a job very soon, don't worry. And I think she's really going to enjoy this. Get her into that study.
All right.
Great. So she's already done her assistant in nursing studies.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah,
that's so freaky.
We're possibly looking at trying to get her volunteering at the local aged care or at the local hospital here.
Oh, God.
So I think we might be in the right direction then.
Yeah, right direction. She's nailed it on the head. It's terrifying. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
Wow. Gee, I need a second on that. Wow. All right, let's wrap it up. Nicole in Albany, your question for psychic Alison Maiden.
Hello, good morning. My question is similar to the first lady. I also have dreams, and in my dreams I get shown a letter or numbers or anything in that kind of category, and everything always comes true.
Yes.
And I would like
lotto numbers?
great question. Wow.
For example, I got told that I was pregnant on the date that I found out and the date that I was going to have him and who was going to be there, everything always comes true.
Oh.
Excellent.
But I'd like to know how I'm meant to tap into that. How can I get more out of it. I want to, yeah, be a lot more aware and how to more understand, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. So when these things happen, it's very random at first for us, and it's very annoying because we can't control it when we want to. And so, yeah, getting involved in a good course. I actually am doing an Awakening Your Psychic Potential course, which would be perfect for you. It's being run on webinar, and if you contact my office, you can see when that is. But it's a good course that can show you exactly what your psychic abilities are and how you can best use them. That's what you need, sweetie. And just keep a journal. Keep a little diary of what
these messages come through. Yeah, always have. Because it's really odd, is it? Because I actually, my grandma also had this, and so that's my mum and my sister. And they go, it was, my grandma always said it's either 3 weeks or 3 months, and mine always happened in 3 months. Is that random?
Three's the magic number.
It is the magic number. There was a song about it. Absolutely.
Yeah, it is the magic number, particularly for psychic people. 369, magic number. Yeah.
All right. Wow. All right. Nice. Thank you. All right. I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much, Alison. A pleasure as always. We want more information, including that webinar. The website to go to is alisonmaiden.com. You can find all the dates that you are here in WA as well in July. Alison, a pleasure as always.
Thanks, guys. See ya.